Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor, here to tell you more fun things. People are starting to call me the electronic paper boy. So I guess I bring you the news in an electronic way. I'll hit you in the head with the newspaper in the back of the head. So what I was interested in, what I was thinking would be a good idea, is start, you know, because you've noticed that all these terrorists are coming out, and most of them are unsuccessful. Thank God. But I think we should have, for all those would-be terrorists, have classes at these liberal universities where they teach the terrorists, the bombers, how to blow up people, how to blow up themselves and blow up people. Because, I mean, they're doing it all wrong, obviously. Not getting all that they need to do. So this class would be supervised by the Marines, and to make sure that these people are doing it right. There's a lab at the end of the course. After they've shown them how to do it, then they have to do, you know, they have to demonstrate that they know how to do it. You know, they'll go into a room and show that they know how to detonate this this device while it's on them. So you got to do it right. You got to go all the way. I don't think they should do it halfway. Demonstrate that they know how to do it, and then we'll see what happens from there. So if you blow yourself up successfully in this lab, you get an A. If you only dismember yourself, you get a B. Maim yourself. C would be you have to do it again. You always get another chance to try to get that A, though. If somebody wants to try to get that A, they're allowed at least two tries. So we'll get them. Suicide practice is very, I think, beneficial for these people. And if they don't have somebody instructing them, like these Marines, these good Marines, demo squad guys, then they're not going to be able to really get to where they need to go. So that's my opinion, and I think it's a good one. And I think they should have these classes should be free. I mean, this is pro bono. To get these people, on board, get them on board and doing it right. So it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor, with more tongue-in-cheek news.